I'm Ted O'Farrell, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. Lamentations 3, verses 22 and 23 states, "The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." If you have ever been familiar with the church or the Christian faith, most likely you have heard these verses regarding God's love, mercy, and faithfulness. Maybe you can think of a Christian song or hymn that reflects these truths. Today, for a moment, I want us to consider these three essential attributes that reflect all of God's character. As followers of Jesus, we have the privilege to emulate God's character in and through our lives by believing in Jesus, by being filled with His Holy Spirit, and by allowing Him to change and transform us into His likeness. 2 Corinthians 3:18 says, "And we all, with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit." It is good to know that the Lord is the one, by His Spirit, doing the work of transformation in the hearts and lives of His children, followers of Jesus. As God begins to work in our hearts, His Holy Spirit graciously and gracefully removes all of our sin. We have confessed our sin, agreeing with God's judgment and entrusting Him to fulfill His word to us. 1 John 1:9 states that if we confess our sin, He is faithful to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God is at work in the hearts and lives of His people, especially in the convicting, cleansing, and removal of all our sin. This is because of His faithfulness. God is faithful. He then continues to pour into our hearts and minds His attributes, those fundamental characteristics that imitate, actually portrays, and models Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul called this the fruit of the Holy Spirit, found in Galatians 5, verses 22 and 23. "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law." The Holy Spirit's role is to teach and remind us the truths about Jesus Christ. Jesus told His disciples of the Holy Spirit's role in John chapter 16, verses 13 through 15. "When the Spirit of truth comes, He will guide you into all the truth, for He will not speak on His own authority, but whatever He hears, He will speak, and He will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify Me, for He will take what is Mine and declare it to you." This was because God, who is love, God, who is faithful, and God, who is merciful, desired and planned it to be. God wants you and me to be like Jesus Christ. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children and walk in love as Christ loved us and gave Himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God, Ephesians 5, verses 1 and 2. The prophet Jeremiah wrote Lamentations and reveals to his readers that God's love and mercies never end. In fact, he says that they are new every morning. Just think, new mercies from God being displayed, new love from God being poured out. Each and every day, this speaks of God's faithfulness. God desires us to respond to His love and mercy and faithfulness like His prophet in worship and praise. God desires us to reflect His love, mercy, and faithfulness like His Son Jesus in our everyday life. How? By continually being filled under the influence of His Holy Spirit. The Christian life is a relationship with God through faith, believing in His Son Jesus, continuing to grow in faith by being filled with His Spirit, and by letting God transform us into the likeness of His Son Jesus Christ. What a privilege, what an opportunity. What a blessing! No wonder Jeremiah could say, "The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.